I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. There Will Be Blood. There Will Be Blood is a spectacular movie made from a spectacular novel about California and the exploration of our strength, our asset, our energy resources. Right now, I'm with Larry Kudlow of Kudlow Reports and Kudlow Radio on the weekend. And Larry, Brent crude at 122 today, gold at an all-time high. David Kotok warned us several weeks ago in January that there was a straight trade to 120 on Brent crude, that we're all Brent crude now, and that from 120 to 140, the Eurozone got very wobbly. Here we are, Larry. It's wobbly.
Yeah, the whole story looks wobbly. That's the problem. I mean, people took a look at the government shutdown threat and read into that gridlock on the debt ceiling, and they bid up the price of gold to almost $1,460. So the animal spirits of fear were definitely unloosed today.
The oil picture. Right now, we're joined by Kate Galbraith, who reports on energy for the Texas Tribune and also contributes to the New York Times. And this is a trip down memory lane. Kate, a very good evening to you.
Good evening, John.
I learned from you, Kate, and this is almost laughable to deserve a Saturday Night Live skit. In the 1970s, in Texas, which is the energy state, for heaven's sakes, in Texas, your esteemed authorities panicked that you were going to run out of natural gas in Texas. And so you switched to electric generating plants using coal. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. And in fact, it wasn't just in Texas. There was a national law in 1978 that effectively barred utilities from building new gas power plants. And that got repealed about 1987. So that was good for coal. But yes, Texas and the nation were very fearful that gas supplies would run out. That seems ridiculous today.
Larry, do you realize how absurd this is? We should haul out every one of those lawmakers and put them on trial for misgovernance.
Well, I was just going to ask Kate, what was the argument against natural gas power plants?
Oh, the argument was that there was this huge fear that gas supplies were running out. And in fact, in Texas, which is still the number one gas producer in the country, gas production peaked in 1972, and it's climbing back now with oil, with the shale discoveries, but it hasn't reached that 1972 peak. So both oil and gas had peaked in 1972.
I know, but aren't we going to be exporting natural gas soon? We've discovered so much from these shale fields.
Well, we might. Japan seems to be needing some, but there were not these fields discovered in the 1970s, so they really thought they were going to run out.
Don't you love this, Larry? This is your point. I mean, it's absolutely your point. that we have so much, there's so much energy that only the government can get in our way and cause all these problems.
See, that's the thing, Kate. I'm a believer in all the above. I say go for it. Let the market decide all these energy resources. Conventional, non-conventional, fossil fuel, renewable. When the government steps in, you get the law of unintended consequences. How do they know what's going to happen in the future?
That's absolutely the lesson, but it's hard to stop the government from, you know, wanting to meddle in this very precious resource. In Texas, there's some movement today to replace the old coal plants that were built at that time when gas was thought to be running out and replace them with natural gas. So it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of crazy. What goes around comes around.
And how much money was lost? How many businesses were abridged because of these fickle decisions between lawmakers over one generation? And it's going to happen again. We have in this country 1.5 trillion barrels of oil shale in Colorado. I'm not making this up. 1.5 trillion. That's enough to keep us lit up on maximum burning for SUVs for several hundred years. In Israel, they have 250 billion barrels of shale oil just discovered south of Jerusalem. China has 355 billion. All of this is doable. Norway did it in the Second World War. And Larry, before we finish this conversation, the government will start permitting process and slowing things down and regulating because of that shale oil.
One of the great advertisements for free market policies. That's what I say. Just let people go about their business. Unleash the American energy sector. It does a great job, and you never even know where these things are going to come from. That's what's so great about it. We're going to be exporting natural gas soon. soon, and we're worried about a shortage, and we're going to figure out how to run cars on natural gas, and the oil from the shale fields is going to be out. We're rolling in energy. I don't understand any of this. I don't get it.
Kate, your piece is a reflection on what was then and not now, but is the Texas energy lobby sufficiently ironic to press this case when they start the restrictions of energy again in your state or in the whole of the United States?
Oh, well, Texas is certainly not for, you know, energy production restrictions in any way, and Texas wants to do more to exploit its natural gas resources. We're also number one in wind power. That's something that surprises a lot of people. What's the oil and gas state doing in wind? And there's a lot of hope from environmentalists that this current legislature will promote solar as well, so that it can be all energy forms.
Did you find any embarrassment from the people you called up and pointed out what they'd done in the 1970s? Did anybody say, oh gosh, did anybody send their money back?
Oh, I think they just plead, you know, short memories.
Kate, who was driving this back in the 70s? Who were the ringleaders?
Oh, it was really a pan-government policy. Everybody really did think they were running out of gas, so it was, you know, The governor had an advisory council. It was top lawmakers in the state. It was everybody, and the federal government was doing it as well, as I said.
Jimmy Carter, remember Larry put solar panels on the top of the White House because it was all going to go dark?
Well, but this is in some sense a goofier story. I mean, I understand Carter oil price controls and wage and price controls is a terrible thing, but this policy is, like, really dumb. I didn't know anything about this.
This is Governor Dolph Briscoe Jr. Is that right, Kate?
That's right, yes.
Larry, was he one of your colleagues in Washington?
No, I didn't know Briscoe. This is a different generation. Yeah, he's even older than I am.
He wanted a Manhattan Project to find environmentally friendly mix of fuel sources.
Well, I like the wind story. I think that's a great point, Kate. That's Boone Pickens and them. They're still firing away on the wind story, and there may be some potential, but you got to bottle it up, right? Isn't that the issue?
Well, wind is intermittent, so you've got to actually back it up with natural gas because it doesn't blow all the time. Texas is forging ahead. It's very Boone Pickens actually has pulled out of Texas. He ordered a lot of turbines, and then gas prices fell, making wind less competitive. And
but gas prices, we're Brent crude at 122. Pickens is back. He's back. Kate, remind me what the holdup is in the Barnett Shale and the Marcellus Shale. Barnett is Texas, right?
That's right. Barnett Shale is Texas around the Dallas, the Fort Worth area in particular. I mean, they're trying to drill as fast as they can.
But we talked about the permitters and the regulators using lawfare against the natural gas fields because they were claiming pollution of the groundwater when they're drilling 2.5 miles below the surface. Do I remember correctly?
That's right. There is a lot of concern in Texas and particularly in Pennsylvania over pollution from gas wells. And, you know, it can't come not just from drilling, you know, a mile under the aquifer, but, you know, you've got to dispose of the wastewater and, you know, well can leak. And so there are various places where things can go wrong. And so there is some concern.
Do I say it incorrectly to say that there's a good deal of what you'd have to say is nuisance regulation going on here because they have the power and the Texas Railroad Commission is not exempt from it? Is that fair, Kate?
Well, I think actually in Texas, among people who live in these gas fields, which are relatively urban compared to what we've been looking at in the past, there's some feeling that the Railroad Commission hasn't been as strong in regulating these industries as people would wish.
All right. This is a trip down to 1970s, Larry, but you see, this is the 21st century. They're living on a bank of natural gas, and it's the permitting process all over again.
There's just no stopping it. The next great battle, by the way, speaking of the Marcellus Shale, is going to be in New York.
Right.
Upstate New York, the greenies have so far prevented anything. And this is from upstate New York that's been in the depression for 50 years. And so it waits to be seen whether the Mr. Cuomo and others will get smart and start developing the New York shell. Could be one of the greatest job creators in the state's history, but so far they haven't done it.
And in Colorado, the aquifer runs through part of the 1.5 trillion barrels of oil shale, and the permitting process and the regulation and the environmentalists are holding back Colorado, Larry. It's the Saudi Arabia of Saudi Arabia, and they're not developing it because of their environmental doubts in the 21st century.
I don't think they can possibly. With $4 at gasoline now, I don't know, 122 Brent crude, I think you're going to see tremendous production and development. I'd be interested to see if President Obama gets smarter. His energy speech last week was a dud. He's given one tomorrow, I guess. Let's see if he gets any smarter, because he's on the short end of that stick, too.
Kate, can you give us a preview of the president tomorrow? Will he repeat his remarks from last week, or has he got some new initiatives? He'll be in Philadelphia, correct?
He'll be in Philadelphia. I would expect him really to essentially repeat his remarks and just try to play it up for ordinary people. He wants to cut oil imports by a third over a decade and, you know, ramp up. He does want to ramp up our natural gas production and also his favorite alternatives, you know, wind and solar power and so on. So I would expect more of that.
And he's going to get 90 gigawatts from wind turbines, Kate. Is that right?
Wind is right now about 2% of our electricity supply, and, you know, so it'll be quite a while before it can really
ramp up. Let me ask you a question on this President Obama, who did say that he's for natural gas. Do you think that his group, the Interior Department and so forth, will speed up the permitting? A lot of people are very skeptical between the Interior Department under Salazar and the EPA. They're very skeptical. What's your thinking on this?
Well, I think they're under a lot of pressure, clearly, to speed up permitting, particularly for offshore drilling. That's here in Texas, anyway, the state has control over permitting of natural gas on state land, but it's the federal government who will deal with drilling offshore in federal waters. And I would suspect you'll see many more permits approved, but they say they're moving cautiously because they don't want another BP-type spill.
Is there a BP permit coming, Kate?
Well, we'll see. BP wants one.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah. There's a lot of talk. They were quick to deny it. I thought they were a little too quick, Kate.
That may be true. That may be true.
Larry, we're going to get all the oil we need from Brazil. Remember, the president told us.
No, we're going to get it from Israel.
Yeah, all right. That's. I want to repeat. What Larry's referring to is a breaking news story. There's 250 billion barrels estimated of oil shale south of Jerusalem. The jokes about how the Jews wandering around chose the one piece of land in the whole of the Middle East that didn't have oil. Well, who laughs last right now? There's also some trillion meters of gas offshore of the state of Israel. There's a lot of energy all around the world, wherever we look, especially in the state of Texas, that 40 years ago closed down its natural gas electrification plants because it was running out of natural gas. Kate Galbraith of the Texas Tribune, Larry Kudlow of Kudlow Reports and Kudlow Radio. I'm John Batchelor.